This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi says the asylum system in the United States has become unmanageable. He says his agency supports a gradual improvement toward a more effective and humane migration system. In an interview with VOA, Grandi said reform is a complex operation that will take years to achieve, but he added he is encouraged by what he has seen from the Biden White House after a big cut in resettlements during the Trump administration. The maximum number of refugees allowed into the United States fell from 85,000 in 2016 to just 18,000 in 2020. The Biden administration has boosted the cap to 62,500 refugee admissions for this year and says it hopes to push the number to 125,000 in the future. Grandi said in addition to the decline in U.S. capacity, the coronavirus limited the number of refugee resettlements last year. He said the pandemic has made it clear that countries, quote, can't cope alone, and that governments sometimes need help explaining to their citizens the value of programs to help refugees. He highlighted progress in Colombia, which in February announced a 10-year protective status for 1.7 million displaced Venezuelans. But he said Colombia's action represents, quote, one of the bright spots in this very negative picture. Afghanistan's former president said Sunday the United States came to his country to fight extremism and bring stability to his war-tortured nation and is leaving nearly 20 years later, having failed at both. In an interview with AP just weeks before the last U.S. and NATO troops leave Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai said extremism is at its highest point and the departing troops are leaving behind a disaster. This is VOA News. Closing time for Election Day polls in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, on Monday was extended for hours to cope with logistical problems such as missing poll workers, missing ballots, and bad weather. This according to election organizers. Organizers also said turnout for Election Day was better than expected and voting had been conducted safely. Many people waited all day to cast their ballot in the first electoral contest for the government of Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. The vote is widely expected to solidify his rule, despite the beleaguered Tigray region's non-participation and the postponement of several other regions' votes for security reasons. Opposition groups have accused Ethiopia's ruling party of harassment, manipulation, and threats of violence that echo abuses of the past. Some prominent opposition parties are boycotting the election, and others say they were prevented from campaigning in several parts of the country. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Monday that the NCAA cannot limit the compensation that student athletes can receive as long as it is related to their education. In a 9-0 ruling, the court upheld a lower court ruling that expanded education-related benefits for U.S. college athletes beyond athletic scholarships. Such benefits could include free computers, graduate school tuition, study abroad programs, musical instruments, and tutoring. The ruling allows schools to offer such perks to compete for the attention of college-bound athletes. After a deadly second wave spurred changes in India's coronavirus vaccine policy, the country has announced it gave 7.5 million coronavirus vaccine doses on Monday. That's a new single-day record for inoculations. The surge in vaccinations follows distribution changes announced earlier this month. Under the new plan, the government would buy 75% of the vaccines available and give them to the Indian states free of charge. India says it aims to inoculate 950 million adults by December. Experts say in order to do that, it will have to give 10 million shots per day. Reuters news agency reports that less than 5% of adults in India are fully vaccinated. India is using a locally produced AstraZeneca vaccine, as well as Bharat Biotech's Covaxin, made by an Indian company. And the White House has laid out its plans for sharing 55 million COVID-19 vaccine doses abroad. Most of the allocations are going to countries in Latin America, the Caribbean, Asia, and Africa. More on that is available at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.